الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. We begin by giving you a blessing of reciting Durood e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, indeed, Allah azza wa jal has assigned an angel on my grave who has been given the power to listen to all of the creation's voices. Thus, until the day of judgment, whoever sends salat upon me, that angel will present to me that person's name and his father's name, that so-and-so, son of so-and-so, has sent salat upon me. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of the channel, please make a habit of reciting Durood e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it part of your daily routine and become habitual in reciting Durood e Pak. And who knows, that one extra Durood e Pak that we recite today might make all the difference on the day of judgment. Viewers of the channel, all of the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they hold their own respective rank and status. Having said that, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala holds a special rank and status because he endured so many difficulties for the sake of Islam. Whether it be the fear of Allah azza wa jal or the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, piety and abstinence or religious passion, exhibiting saintly miracles or nobility or steadfastness, or whether it be his humbleness and his good character, his life encompassed all of these great attributes. And so inshaAllah azza wa jal, we're going to learn something about his life, his steadfastness and his love for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we're going to begin with an account of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. It's narrated that Sayyidina Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the following from his father, that one day Waraka bin Nawafil, who was the paternal cousin of Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala, passed by Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala whilst he was being beaten. He was being beaten. Why was he being beaten? Because he'd accepted Islam. And even in this state, whilst he was being beaten, he kept on saying, Ahad, Ahad, meaning Allah is one, Allah is one. And Waraka bin Nawafil saw this and he said, Bilal, continue to mention the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. He then addressed Umayyah bin Khalaf, the individual who was beating Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, and he said, I swear by Allah Azza wa Jal, if you martyr him because of this, I will make his shrine to attain mercy and blessings. Allahu Akbar. One day it is stated that when the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, passed by Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, those people were treating him in the same manner. And the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he addressed Umayyah bin Khalaf and said, do you not fear Allah azza wa jal regarding the matter of this poor individual? How long will you continue to torture him for? Umayyah responded, you have spoilt him. Save him from this pain that you observe. Hence the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he said, that I have slaves who are healthier and stronger than Bilal. Give me Bilal and take them. And he responded, I accept. And as a result of this, the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, gave Umayyah his slave and he took Bilal radiallahu ta'ala and set him free. Allah. Viewers of my channel, you just heard of the difficulties that Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala experienced in the way of Allah azza wa jal. And despite this, he did not succumb to falsehood. He was being beaten, he was being tortured, and he was prepared to lose his life if he had to. But he was not willing to forsake Islam and lower his head before falsehood. And this action of us teaches that if we have to lose everything to stand for the truth, then so be it. However, the truth should never be neglected and falsehood should be confronted sternly. Even if there is no gain in this world, such people undoubtedly better the hereafter, and Allah Azza wa Jal showers blessings on these people. It is stated that Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, he remained steadfast upon Islam with sincerity and determination until his final breath. And he risked his own life in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal without this impeding his steadfastness in the slightness. And after accepting Islam, he never complained about anything. He never complained about anything despite having experienced a life of oppression. And those people who expressed love for the companions and yet creating a scene upon merely receiving a scratch should take a lesson from this. They are seen expressing impatience when afflicted by some minor difficulty. If we look at his life, if we look at the struggles that he had, the forbearance that he had, the punishments that were inflicted upon him, and yet he still never complained. And all viewers of the channel who say that we love the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have a little difficulty, we have a little bit of a problem, and we're complaining all the time. We get a little scratch on our hands, and we complain all the time. Look at these people. Look at the sufferings that they withstand just for the sake of the deen of Islam. Just to give you a brief introduction to Sayyidina Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu. He was a slave and his name was Bilal and his father's name was Rabah and his mother's name was Hamama. His kunyats are Abu Abdullah, Abu Abdul Karim and Abu Abdul Rahman and Abu Amir. He was famous by the titles of Mu'azzin Rasul, a leader of those who give azan. And in this regard, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Bilal is a good person and the leader of those who give azan. Allahu Akbar. He is classed amongst those fortunate people who views him on the channel who accepted Islam at the very early stage. Those people who accepted Islam at that time, it was very difficult for them. They were short in numbers. They did not have strength. They did not have power. They did not have anything. And so they endured all of these difficulties. Why? For the sake of Islam. For the sake of the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they endured all of these difficulties. And today we're going to learn a little bit about Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu and the difficulties that he withstood, inshaAllah. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, he would also be such a person that would worship Allah azawajal in solitude. He was a man of virtue and generosity. And he was the slave of the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And he was persecuted greatly. And his example of persecution, there's probably very few examples that are greater than him. He was persecuted greatly because of having accepted Islam. And he was given the honor of being the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam treasurer. And he loved the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much that he would take the lead in performing good deeds. And he had utmost reliance and belief in Allah azza wa jalla. He was sincere in his belief in Islam and he had a pure heart. And when the heat would intensify in the entire afternoon, it is stated that Umay ibn Khalaf would bring him out, lay him on his back on the sandy grounds of Makkah and call for a boulder and place it on his chest. Allahu Akbar, the heat, the Arabian heat was there on top of him and they would put a hot boulder on top of him. But still even then, he would not denounce Islam. And viewers of the channel, he passed away in 20 Al-Hijri. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of the channel, if we look at the patience, the loyalty, the true reflection of Islam, that he loved Islam so much that he never ever complained and never ever, when he was being punished, did he detract from the statement that there is only one God. Ahad, there is only one. There is only one. And it stated that Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala states that one day I passed by Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala when he was being punished and he was being tortured with his body laid down on the burning ground. And the companion said that it was so hot that day. It was so hot that day, if a piece of raw meat was placed on the ground, that meat would have roasted. Allahu Akbar. You know, viewers of the channel, that you see people that when they are blessed with an opportunity to go to Makkah Sharif or they go to Masjid al-Nabawi, and you see them that when they're in a certain part of the masjid where the heat comes down on the tiles, yeah, you see them running. Yeah, and they run to those tiles that are cooling, or they run to those places where they can cool their feet down. And they cannot withstand the heat, that heat that comes down on the marble tiles, even for a few moments. Imagine being laid down in that heat. Imagine being tied down in that heat. Imagine being a hot boulder being put on you in that time. Allahu Akbar. This is the forbearance that Sayyidina Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, he withstood. He took all of these punishments, but never once did he waver. Never once did he leave the fold of Islam, and he kept on saying that there is only one, there is only one. Allahu Akbar. He did narrate it that in order to sway Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala away from Islam, the non-Muslims would sometimes tie him and hand him over to the children who would drag him through the streets of Makkah. However, irrespective of this, the word that Allah is one, Ahad, Allah is one, Allah is one, would remain on his tongue. So he wasn't just punished. You know, we hear about the punishment where he was laid down, but the children used to drag him through the streets, pelt him with stones and drag him through the streets and use them as the plaything. And even then he withstood this punishment. But never at once did he ever not say that there is only one. There is only one. Allah. And he had such a great status in Islam, viewers of the channel, that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was pleased with his actions and praised him on many occasions. And he said, viewers of the channel, listen to this. that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he ascended on the night of Miraj, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard the footsteps. Yes, he heard the footsteps of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu in paradise. Allahu Akbar. It is stated, viewers of Madinah channel, that on the night of Miraj, the beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard the sound of someone's footsteps in paradise, and he was told that they were the footsteps of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu. Allahu Akbar. Ah, maybe we sacrifice, viewers of Madinah channel, on the greatness of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu. When the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard the sound of his footsteps in paradise. And it makes you think, viewers of Madinah, what is the reason for this? What is the reason for such a great status? Sayyidina Buraida radiallahu anhu states that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke up one day and said to Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, "O Bilal, what led you to paradise before me? When I entered paradise last night, I heard the sound of your footsteps ahead of me." Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu said, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after making wuzu, I always offer 2 units of nafl salah and I give the azan. And when my wuzu breaks, I perform it again and straight away I offer then 2 rakat nafl." The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "This is the reason why." This is the reason why he heard his footsteps in paradise, viewers of Madinah channel. Allahu Akbar. And if we look at the passion that Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu had for performing nafl, nafl ibadah, we're not talking about fard now, we're talking about nafl ibadah, this passion that he had. But if we look at ourselves, viewers of Madinah channel, what are we? Let alone nafl, let alone doing 2 rakat nafl after performing wuzu, let alone performing charge to ishraq awabin, let alone performing tahiyatul masjid, let alone getting up for tahajjud. We struggle to perform our 5 daily prayers. We struggle to perform our 5 daily prayers. And these people, the punishment that they withstood, the passion that they had for ibadat, the passion that they had for worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, that they would do nafl ibadat to that extent that they would always remain in a state of wuzu, and as soon as the wuzu broke, they perform the wuzu again and they perform 2 rakat nafl again. And we claim to be lovers of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We claim to be lovers of the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet we can't get up for fajr. Let alone offering these nafl salat. We struggle to offer our fajr. At zuhr we're busy eating our lunch. Asr we're busy visiting friends. Maghrib we're eating again. Isha we're sleeping in our beds. Allahu Akbar, viewers of Madinah channel. And we should really think to ourselves, viewers of Madinah channel, what is happening to us? What is happening to us that we claim to be lovers, we claim to love the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we claim to love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but look at their lives. Look at how they live their lives. Look at the example that they set for us. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "My companions are like shining stars, follow them and you will never go astray." Did them shining stars not get up for fajr? Yes, they did. Did them shining stars not offer the 5 daily prayers? Yes, they did. Are we following them? No, we're not. So how can we claim to love these people when we're not even following them? When they tell us they were a shining example for us, that the way they lived their lives. They, you know, there's a term in English, go the extra mile. Yeah, go the extra mile, meaning you don't just do what you're supposed to do, you go further than that. And the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't just go the extra mile. They went many, many miles further ahead. They it was further upon them to perform the 5 daily prayers, but they went the extra mile. They read the nafls, they read the charge, ishraq, awabin, tayyatul wuzu, tayyatul masjid, tahajjud. They read the Quran on a daily basis. They offered extra nafl fasting as well during the rest of the year as well. These were the acts of these people. What has happened to us? Allahu Akbar. And so what we need to do, viewers of Madinah, we need to reflect on ourselves, we need to think to ourselves. And if we think about our iman and we think about our beliefs, then we need to be very, very careful. And remember, it says, after rectifying one's iman and beliefs, the most important right from the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal is salah. Your salah, viewers of Madinah channel. Hence it is stated on page 158 and 159 of volume 9 of Fatawa Razviya, that after iman and rectifying one's beliefs, the most important and greatest right from the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal is to perform the salah. Neglecting salah will result in one having to face terrifying punishments in the grave and on the plains of resurrection. Allahu Akbar. Where is our salah, viewers of Madinah channel? All people who claim to love Sayyidina Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. All people who claim to love the companions, who claim to love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where is our salah? What has happened to our salah? The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that on the day of judgment, the faces of those who neglected salah will be the first to be disgraced. And verily, in hell, There is a valley known as Mulham. It contains snakes, and every snake is the size of a camel, and its length is a month's journey. When it will bite the one who neglects Salah, the poison will continue to intensify for 70 years, and then his flesh will melt, and it will separate from the bones. Astaghfirullah. We ought to tremble in fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we need to wake up from the sleep of heedlessness and begin to offer our salah. Punctually, right from today, viewers and listeners, make an intention that right now, yes, maybe we've been negligent in the past, maybe we've been lazy in the past, but never give up and never think to yourself, no, I'm too far. I cannot change now. I can change. You can change. We can all change. And the time for change is now, right now. If you've not offered your Salat al-Maghrib, and Salat al-Maghrib is happening in your area right now, then don't wait for this program to finish and think, oh, because when this program finishes, oh, Salat al-Isha might start, and I'll start reading my namaz at Salat al-Isha. The technical team here, the Mubaliks are here now, they will not care one bit if you switch off the TV right now and go and offer your Salat al-Maghrib. Go and offer your Salat al-Maghrib if you've not offered your Salat al-Maghrib right now. Look at the times to wait, make sure that you read it before Salat al-Isha happens. And then make sure that you do not go to bed tonight until you perform Salat al-Isha. Don't wait for Friday. We'll make a good intention on the good day. Don't wait for Friday. Because who knows whether Friday will come or not. Don't wait until something happens, because that time might not come. Oh, I'll start next month. I'll start in the month of Safar. I'll start in the month of Rabi Nur Sharif. After the Julus I'll start. After Ramadan I'll start. Don't wait for that. Now. Right now. The namaz that is further upon you right now, perform that namaz right now. Life is too short, viewers of the channel. And these shaitani whispers will come to you. You know what? Maghrib, beginning of Maghrib's gone now. You know, all right, we've missed all the namaz. Let's miss this one as well. We'll start at Salat al-Isha. And then Salat al-Isha come. You know what? I'm tired now. I need to get up early in the morning, don't I? I won't perform Salat. I'll start in the morning, won't I? And then you won't get up tomorrow morning. And then Azori, you'll be busy, and so on and so on. And these shaitanic whispers will continue to entice you to miss each and every namaz. So you need to fight against shaitan right now. You know, Amir al-Sunnah has many, many times said that the war against shaitan will continue. And this war is a personal battle. It's my battle, it's your battle, and that battle is right now. Are you going to let shaitan win that battle by not performing your Salat al-Maghrib? Are you going to let shaitan win that battle by not letting you perform Salat al-Isha? Are you going to let shaitan win by not getting up at Fajr tomorrow morning? Ask yourself these questions. And the answer should be no. I'm not going to let shaitan win. I'm going to read my Salat al-Maghrib today. I'm going to read my Salat al-Isha today. I'm going to get up for Salat al-Fajr tomorrow morning. I'm going to read my 5 daily prayers, no matter what shaitan whispers to me. No matter what happens in my life. No matter what difficulties I face. No matter whatever my responsibilities are. No matter whatever I am doing, I will make sure I read my 5 daily prayers. And so many whispers will come to you. Shaitanic whispers will come to you. Work. Appointments, this, that, got to go here, got to see them, got to do this, got to do that. All these things will come to your mind. Make your life revolve around namaz. Your namaz revolve around your life. Put your namaz as your priority and make the life revolve around that, not the other way around. Make time for life, not time for namaz. And make sure you don't miss your namaz. But if we look at Sayyidina Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu and the virtues that he had, coming back to the topic of views on the channel, the passion that he had for performing nafl. I mean, today we're talking about fard, but if you look at the passion for nafl, it is stated, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that whoever offered 2 rakat of nafl in which he did not speak to himself, his past sins will be forgiven. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever performs wudu in a good manner and offers 2 rakat with the presence of his heart, paradise will become wajib for him. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever performed wuzu in a good manner, then stood up and offered 2 or 4 rakat and performed the ruku and sujood with humility, and then sought forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal, then Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive him. Allahu Akbar. Here's the main channel, talking about Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu. His virtues are so many viewers of the channel, that we could talk all day and we could do a whole series of programs on the blessings and the virtues and the steadfastness of Sayyidina Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu. And it is said that he could tolerate anything, but he could not tolerate anyone disrespecting or dishonoring the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the slightest. And it is due to this true love that Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu attained such a high rank and status. Why? Because he loved the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And with him, viewers of the channel, it wasn't lip service like us. It wasn't, I love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it came off with his lips. These people who loved the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they didn't need to say it. The actions proved it. Look at our actions. Do our actions prove that we love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us to fast in the month of Ramadan, when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us to pay our zakat, when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us to perform the hajj if it is farz upon us, have we listened? If we have not listened, how can we claim to love? When these instructions have come from the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he has so much passion and so much love for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's narrated, viewers of the channel, that when the soul of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu began to leave his body during his final illness, his wife became restless and she started saying, "Oh my calamity, oh my calamity." And Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, he opened his eyes, and he opened his eyes in a state of jubilation. He was so happy and he said, "Oh my happiness, oh my happiness." And the final words were that he said were, "Tomorrow we shall meet our friends Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions." Allahu Akbar. This is the great love that he had, that when the angel of death come to us, what was his mindset? His mindset was that, inshallah azza wa jal, I will meet the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tomorrow. Allahu Akbar. This is the status of Sayyidina Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, that he had such a great passion and great yearning for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is stated that Sayyidina Urwa bin Zubair states, a female companion of Banu Najr said in the vicinity of Masjid al-Nabi, "My house was the highest, and Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu would give the azan of Fajr from it. He would come in the last part of the night there, and he would sit on the roof of the house, and he would wait for the rise of the Fajr. When Fajr would start, he would stretch his arms and he would make this dua, 'O Allah, I praise you and seek your assistance in the matter of the Quraysh, that they establish your religion.' And then he would call out the azan after this." And the female companion, she states that, "By Allah Azza wa Jal, according to my knowledge, there was not a single night in which he did not make this dua." Allahu Akbar. From this incident, viewers on the channel, we learn two things. Number one, if making a dua for the Quraysh before the azan is permissible, that Sayyidina Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, what did he do? He made dua for the Quraysh before the azan. If making a dua for the Quraysh is permissible before the azan, then sending salatu salam upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam before the azan will definitely be permissible. And also, before giving azan, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, he would make dua for himself and the tribe of the beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when we make dua, we should not only make it for ourselves. We should not only say, "Ya Allah, forgive me," but we should say, "Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive my family. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive my parents. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive all of the ummah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Why are we stingy with our du'as? Why should we be stingy with our du'as? Do du'a for everybody. And if everybody does du'a for everybody, then whilst you are not doing du'a, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, someone is doing du'a for you as well. And remember this, viewers, that du'a when you raise your hands, that dua is the essence of your ibadah. Dua is the weapon of the moment. Dua is a means of acquiring abundance of goodness in this world and the hereafter. And it's a means of acquiring the proximity of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of the channel, when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put an apparent curtain between this world and the next, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, he migrated. He migrated from Medina and he settled in an area of Syria. And one night he was blessed with the vision of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "O Bilal, why this distance? Has the time not come for you to visit me in Medina?" Allahu Akbar. The great devotee Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, he woke up in a state of grief and fear. He mounted his animal and he set off in the direction of Medina. And when he entered the atmosphere of Medina, it is stated, viewers of Medina, that he presented himself at the blessed shrine of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tears began to flow from his eyes and he began to rub his face on the blessed soil of the blessed shrine. And the two fragrant flowers of the prophetic garden. Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu arrived there. And Sayyidina Bilal embraced both of them and showered them with love. And they both said, "Oh Bilal, we desire to hear the same azan that you would give in the morning during the blessed apparent light time of our grandfather." Sayyidina Bilal, upon the request of these grandsons, he ascended the portion of the roof of Masjid al-Nabi from which he would give azan during the apparent life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when Sayyidina Bilal began the azan with "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar," the residents of Medina became restless. And when he said the words "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah," the people grew so restless that crying could be heard in every direction. And then when he reached the words "Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah," there was a commotion and the people began to ask, "Has the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam come out of his grave?" It is stated, viewers of the channel, after the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam put a curtain between this world and that night, the people of Medina did not experience so much sorrow as they did on that day. So many tears flowed on that day. Why? Love. The love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and love of the lovers of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu is giving the azan that he used to give. And he said that when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, when he put a curtain between this world and the next, Sayyidina Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, he never gave the azan again until this day. And even then people came to him and requested him, and he said, "No, but when the grandsons of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam requested it, only then did he give the azan." One can only imagine what the streets of Medina were like on that day. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, with regards to Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, this is the great status, that there are many, many companions, but some selected companions have been named by the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam themselves. And the beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he once indicated towards Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, and he said, "On the day of judgment, he will ride a she-camel of paradise and he will give the azan. And when he will say the words, 'Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah,' all of the prophets and the nations will be looking at Bilal radiallahu anhu. And after the prophets and the martyrs, Bilal will be the first to be clothed in the garment of paradise." Allahu Akbar. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "On the day of judgment, Bilal radiallahu anhu will be riding such a camel whose saddle will be adorned with gold and rubies, and there will be a flag with him, and all of the muazzins will be behind that flag until it will be admitted them into paradise. And even those, the one who give azan for 40 days for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal, will also enter paradise as well." Allahu Akbar. Viewers of the channel, there are many, many blessings as well of giving azan as well. So if you have the opportunity, we should also give the azan. It is stated in a blessed hadith that jinns, humans, and everything that hear the call of the azan shall bear witness for the person that is given the azan on the day of judgment. So viewers of the channel, if you have the opportunity and you know how to give the azan, then please give it. Viewers of the channel, today we've been talking about the great personality, Sayyidina Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. And we've not even started to talk about other events that occurred in his life. When the conquest of Makkah happened and he climbed on top of the Kaaba and gave the azan. Allahu Akbar. Can you picture that scene? That all of the Muslims are there. Makkah has been conquered. The Quraysh, those people, the enemies of Islam, and now at the feet of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu has been instructed to give the azan. Where from? The roof of the Kaaba. He climbs up and he gives the azan. What an azan that must have been, viewers of the channel. Viewers of the channel, we need to learn about the lives of these great people. These people that we're talking about, viewers of the channel, they are our role models. They are our ideals. These are the people, these are the stories that we need to tell our children, so that they can aspire to them, look up to them, follow them, be like them. Try to achieve what they have achieved. Without doubt, we'll never be able to achieve it, but at least these will be our role models. But unless we learn about these people, unless we learn about the lives of the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, unless we learn about the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, unless we learn about the pious predecessors and the sacrifices that all of these people made, how can we pass this on to our children? This golden chain of knowledge, this golden rich heritage that we have, If we do not learn about it and pass that on, then we will lose our rich heritage. So viewers of Malikana, please, make an intention to acquire the knowledge of the deen. Acquire the knowledge of those things that are further upon you, but also acquire the knowledge, read about these people. Aspire to be like these people. Look up to these people. Make your children aware of who these people are. Nowadays, our children are called Bilal. Who is Bilal? A child can be called Bilal, but he doesn't know who Bilal is. A child can be called Abu Bakr, Usman, Ali, but he doesn't know who these people are. We need to tell our children about these great personalities. But you have been named after this person. What a great person he was. This is what this person did. And make the child proud of his name. Proud of who he is. And instill that pride inside him, because outside the community are going to try and degrade that person. They're going to try and put him down. He needs to be proud of who he is. And if we do not make our children proud, then nobody else will. Viewers of Malikana, I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla, if I've said anything wrong, may Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive me. And I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that Allah give me and you all of us the tawfiq and ability to learn about these great personalities. Aspire to follow in their footsteps. Like the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that they are the stars. Follow them and you will never go astray. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that we can all follow in the footsteps of the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We can all love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam like the companions did. Ameen bi jahin nabil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
O Mubalik for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending with success, share success.